Loaves and Fishes, this is Jason.
Every day, about 10 to 20 calls are made to Loaves and Fishes from people who need a place to sleep at night.
I think we're full up. Let me check with another staff.
As a nonprofit community organization, Loaves and Fishes has been providing housing for homeless people in St. Louis County for more than 20 years. Without it, a lot of people could be in trouble, and Andrew Moe is one of them.
Seriously, these people saved my life. I was going down a really bad road, the depression, when I was on the street. I almost jumped off the bridge because I was just so sick and angry and depressed.
3 years ago, Mo lost his job because of illness. And soon after that, he got kicked out from his apartment and finally ended up living on the street. For Mo, he could never forget the feeling of being homeless.
It was very degrading. I felt like I was a second-class citizen, like I wasn't, like we all are first-class citizens. But I just felt a lot of helplessness and hopelessness. And, you know, people looking at me on the street and staring at me, because it came to the point where I actually looked like a homeless person.
Over 600 people in St. Louis County are experiencing homelessness. Some are living on the street like Mo, and some are carrying their stuff from one transitional place to another. Besides facing the lack of basic necessities for life, they're also receiving misconceptions and misunderstandings from the outside world. Joe Kilger is a live-in member of Loaves and Fishes.
People don't live up to your stereotypes, and then sometimes they do. But, I mean, homelessness can really happen to anyone for any kind of reason. It could be a medical condition. It could be fleeing violence. It could be any number of things that lead somebody to homelessness. And I think living here has really helped me become more sympathetic and understanding of that experience.
There we go. Kilger lives in the Dorothy House on 1712 Jefferson Street. Every night, the house expects to serve dinner to about 10 to 15 people. The chef, Adrian Green, was once on that table, but now he is living in his own place. Affordable housing for all is what Green hopes the government will work on.
When you go and look for an apartment or something, you know, $2,500 and $3,500 for a studio. That's ridiculous. I'm not trying to buy your building. I just want to rent a place until I get on my feet and find me a job and, you know, move on. We all supposed to be quote-unquote Americans and humans. But that seemed like it's an under-the-table statement.
In the past 20 years, organizations like Loaves and Fishes have helped people like Green and Mo, but also have turned away people because of the limited spots they could provide. During Kilger's volunteering, he feels the homeless issue has been getting worse.
And homelessness in our community is at a crisis level, and every year it seems like it's getting worse. We turn more and more people away. Housing is getting more expensive. There are fewer units available. People are being turned away more often because of felony backgrounds or evictions. Wages are not keeping up with the increase in rent. So people even people who are working full-time can't find housing.
Although improving housing policies can be a slow process, every one of us in this community can play an important role in helping the homeless from now. And the first step of all, according to Kilger, is to stop thinking the homeless as a class of people.
Homeless folks are just people who are experiencing some serious economic problems. They're internally displaced people. They could be our neighbors, our family members. They could be us. Second thing is to ask difficult questions. I mean, what can you do? Can you take someone into your home? I don't know. I mean, maybe. I do. Maybe you can find a community like this or a volunteer opportunity in the community, like a Chum or Lifehouse, where you can start plugging in, meeting people.
Mo, the guy who almost jumped off the bridge, is now living in a two-bedroom apartment, which he pays for $350 a month. Talking about his future plan, Mo wants to help more homeless people, and he can't wait to spend the summer with his son.
I want to get into more volunteering work. And I've done a lot of volunteer work already, but I want to continue doing that, and I want to do more of it. I have a 13-year-old son who's beautiful. He has autism. Just a wonderful, nice, loving kid. And he's going to be taking a lot of my time this summer, which is great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my darling.
So are you coming here like every day or every
pretty week? Pretty much. I come around pretty often. I cook for them. Okay. I help cook and I, you know, try to see what I can do and help.
What's your favorite dish to cook for them?
I've been asked that so many times. Anything. I'm a chef. I can cook it all. You know, I cook it all.
All the friends you got. You gonna need somebody to stand by you.
I don't really care about making money. I mean, I know this sounds ridiculous, but I don't require much. I mean, if you go into my room, you won't even see a TV. You'll see books and my clothes.
I don't have a TV.
You don't either. Good for you. Destroy the TV.
No, I won't be afraid. I won't. She won't care just as long as your people come and stand by me.
In terms of ending homelessness, we all share the responsibility. And we all should start ask ourselves the question, which is, what can I do? For KUND Radio, I'm Josie Fan.